My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Hoff, take it away every Tuesday, 11:40. Hoff's got a little bald face lie, bald face truth for us. What do you got today?
That's right, boys. Welcome back.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start this off because the Mets are on fire right now. They're hot. Carlos Mendoza is going to win the Manager of the Year award for the NL. Bald face lie, bald face truth, Sal Licata.
I'm going to say that's a bald face lie. And also, and I'm not knocking the question, Hoff, because I think it is a good question, a relevant topic. But why do people give a crap about this? Like, Mets fans, Manager of the Year, big deal. Who cares? Even the MVP stuff, I think it'd be cool because the Mets have never had an MVP before, and because I think Lindor deserves it over Ohtani. But the Manager of the Year, I don't care either way. I know this. Mendoza's been great. I would say, though, it's a bald-faced lie. He does not get it. What's the dude in Milwaukee, Pat?
Murphy. Murphy.
I think he's going to get it.
I think Pat Murphy's probably. I don't know the latest odds. I saw why. I don't care either, by the way. I mean, Manager of the Year, whatever. I mean, no shade if he wins it, but I do not think he will win it. Bald-faced lie. Probably going to be the guy from Milwaukee, Murphy. You know, San Diego's got an anchor in their dugout as well. I don't even think it matters. What matters to me, Hoff, is, you know, can you sit here at least 130-ish games into Mendoza's reign and say, does it look like the Mets hired the right guy? And the answer is yes.
Right.
And that's a lot more important. Does he finish first, second, whatever? That's to me, that's insignificant.
Yeah, and
me.
I know people getting caught up, and that's why I respect the question, Hoff, but you're right, BT. They're missing the point. The point is Mendoza has been great. Whether the writers vote for a manager, who cares? Mendoza's been one of the best managers in the game.
Yeah, well, but also on the other hand, how often do the Mets win any award? It would be nice to win something.
Well, did Buck win in 2022?
He did.
Okay, he did.
Buck won it.
Yeah. I mean, there you go. He just won that again. What did that mean? He got fired a year later.
Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth for BT. Hassan Reddick will not arrive before Monday night's game.
I'm starting to think that's bald-faced truth, unfortunately. Now, I remember when this first came up.
You know, cave now.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm not caving. I still think that the Jets have the leverage, and I do think it gets resolved eventually, but I'm just responding to the, you know, specific timeline of the question. Trent Williams got his deal done. He's going to play left tackle for the Niners. You know, it looks like he's the last holdout here. So the Jets they're not bending, and they shouldn't. Eventually, the Reddick's going to have to. But he's dug in so deep, I think it just extends into September, which stinks.
Yeah, you know, I felt like it is a bald face truth. He will not be there. I felt like this all the way along. If you hold out and you dig in to the extent that Reddick did and you're costing yourself that much money, I just can't compute how you would think that it would make sense at this point to go acquiesce and you know, end the holdout and go play. You're going to lose money. So there has to be some kind of resolution where Reddick is not going to get hit that hard. And then maybe, you know, meaning like
they rescind some of the fines from the team perspective.
Exactly,
I don't know if they're able to. I'd have to double check the
we'll
small print in the CBA there.
And maybe call it a wash somehow and then have him go out there. He's the last holdout here. I know you don't want to hear it, but.
What, tip of the cap? Is that what you're saying?
I was going to say typical Jets. SOJ, same old Jets.
Here's the thing, though. Number one, they need him. You know, Jermaine Johnson's ready for a big push, I think. But the Jets lost a couple of defensive linemen.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously Huff is gone. I do not think he plays Monday in San Francisco. And by the way, that line has shrunk. It opened at 6 down to 3.5.
What?
A lot of money coming in on those Jets. Yeah,
God.
Well, think about this. McCaffrey's been a little bit nicked up. I think most of us think that we'll do this more in the week. But I think most of us think that the Jets defense can handle Purdy to an extent.
Yeah.
Trent Williams just signed. I mean, so, yeah, it's not like everything's flowing with the Niners either.
Legit. Almost, and I can't wait to get into this later in the week. Oh. And we get the perfect parlay coming up Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if I'm prepared for the perfect parlay. What'll be on the line this year? But everybody that I have talked to, everybody that I've read or listened to, whether you're a Jet fan or not, all the same, everybody loves the Jets and the over this year.
Mm-hmm. So do I. So do I.
What can go wrong?
Nothing. Yeah. Go ahead, Hoff. Move on.
Last one. Sal, start this off. Aaron Judge will break his home run record this season. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth.
I'm going to say that's a bald-faced lie. What is the current pace? I know it's dipped off a little bit. Is he still on pace for 60?
Yes, I mean, but he was on pace for 63 at one point.
Yeah, I know. Right, but the reason why I'm asking on
24
pace for 60,
games left.
Okay.
And he's at 51 still.
No, he's not getting 62. He's not getting 62.
It's a tall ask
now,
at this point, right?
He can.
He's on pace for 60 on the button, by the way.
Okay, so what I was going to say is if he's on pace for 60, at least he's in the ball. Because what he could do is he'll hit, you know, 3 the next 2 nights.
I know.
And all of a sudden be right back there and go on a heater. Think about what we're saying here. He's got 24 games left. He's going to hit, what does he have, 51, you said?
He's got 51.
So he's going to hit 12 homers?
He'd have to hit 12
to
in
break
24,
it?
Yeah.
I mean,
50% of the time, unless you hit multiple in one game, which he could.
Which he's going to.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say, I hate to write it off right now. I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie. He's not going to hit 60 or break the record, whatever you said there.
Now, my confidence is jilted a bit here because he's gotten a little chilly. I want to say bald-faced truth.
I
just think this goes down as one of those old, even if he doesn't, by the way, it's an all-time season. He's going to have over 150 RBIs, no steroids. I mean, this is a totally different monster, but I think he's going to lock back in. You know, he's a little chilly lately, had a little rough time with that slider last night. I think he barely gets there. When he heats up, I mean, he just hits him in bushes or in droves. So I think he's going to get there.
Yeah, it's like, would I be shocked if tonight he hit 2 or 3?
No,
not at all. With Judge, he's just unreal.
To add on to that, the reason why he will do it is there's no pressure this time around. They're in the playoffs. He's already broken the record once. There's absolutely no pressure on him breaking it. So it's just about whether or not he stays healthy to do it.
Well, the most amazing stat, he's on pace for 160 games played.
Yeah.
160?
That's unbelievable.
Nice.
And that would have been, nobody would have touched that. I mean, even 150 would have been like, wow.
Can I say one thing that's going to probably not be good for his pursuit of the record? I might sit him next game. I might sit him. Did you see the play in center field last night? The run that Gerrit Cole gave up on the double that was to his right in left center. And there is no, I think it was Simeon who scored from first. There's no way Simeon should have scored. And Judge kind of double clutched. He went after it very un-Aaron Judge-like. You know, I wonder if he's wearing down a little bit. If you guys saw the play, if you're listening,
well,
you would know he looked tired on that play.
Yeah,
first time I've actually thought that all year.
And that will be a narrative if the Yankees or Judge doesn't perform up to his capabilities in the postseason. Well, maybe he's too tired from playing all the time. All right, Hoff, good job. We'll have Bold-Faced Lie, Bold-Faced Truth every Tuesday at 11:40. We'll come back, reset, hit you with the crown topic of the day. We've been talking baseball. Start of the show with the Mets. We'll do just that and get your calls in as well. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.